everyone. I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with midwifery business consultation. I have my good friend, Carolyn Geiger, certified nurse midwife with ultrasound for midwives with me. We haven't done a recording in a while. Her and I have been so busy. We did an awesome fall conference last year in Grand Rapids and had 36 midwives, if I recall, Carolyn, that came to that. We had a riot, training them directly. And then we are going to be in Charleston Birth Center in three and a half weeks from now. So I was like, I want to get some more videos out with Carolyn and her amazing knowledge. So thanks for joining me today, Carolyn.
Well, thank you. And this year we're going to have 50 midwives coming to our conference. We're so excited.
And it's a beautiful birth center. I mean, before we did an EMS training building and it worked, but doing ultrasounds on an EMS cart gets a little creative.
Yes, it does.
But we get a beautiful birth center. Charleston Birthplace has been so gracious to let us do there. There's a few open slots. So if anybody wants to join us, we've got a couple 2-day ones left and a couple 1-day left. So if you want to join us, it's going to be a lot of fun again.
And our 2-day courses are selling like crazy.
Those were more popular this time around. The evaluations really helped because last fall we didn't do any 2-day courses. And that was the feedback people gave was, I wish we had more time. I mean, 8 hours is 8 hours, but if you could have 16 hours of just one-on-one with those amazing instructors, I mean, you literally have the best in the country. And then we get real live pregnant women that are so excited to help teach the next generation of midwives.
Yes. And we've been doing some 2-day courses now in person in our local community courses, which we'll tell you more about. And they've been working beautifully. People come out after 2 days so much more confident.
Well, it's just customized to their local needs. They get to practice on their local pregnant women. They get to practice in their local community. I mean, it is a barrier to travel halfway across the country, and we barely get vacation time as a midwife. So I loved how you're more ramping up your team to do individualized on-site regional trainings for people.
Right. So it's not necessary to travel halfway across the country and to spend the money on and the expense on travel and time away from the office. We come to you and in your own setting, on your own machine, you can be practicing ultrasound and taking just the time that it takes to actually do the course. So it works wonderfully, and you do it with your colleagues so that when we leave, then you have your colleagues to help you with references and particularly if you're able to do the 2-day course, then you can feel much more confident.
Well, I think you brought up a good point to practice on your local community families and doing it with your colleagues side by side that you're going to practice with, but machines are so different. So like even the instructors will have to practice the day before the morning come in for an hour because every machine is so different. So, but I think it's good and bad because you never know if you're going to choose a different job where you have to go to ultrasound for triage and it's a different machine. So it's good to be a little adaptable, but there are some benefits to have you traveling, particularly like if there's some warm climates. We were joking that you'll probably give some good deals to travel to Hawaii and Florida and all these warm places in the wintertime. So
I'm ready.
Perfect. But I just love, Carolyn, I mean, the last 2 years since you and I started working together, I remember our exact conversation. Like it was in the thick of COVID, you were going on site solo. And then all of a sudden your business model had to continue providing ultrasound services and training. You just had to shift gears quickly. And so we started working on your ultrasound online course, which hadn't existed. It's already been out for a year. And I think you have almost 400 students in it now, which is absolutely amazing. You were doing
the wildest imagination.
Yes. Well, even the first week, we hadn't done a lot of marketing of it because we're still learning the ironing out of the kinks of how to promote these wonderful courses. But yeah, I was blown away the first week because there's such a need for it. And so you're one person and how can we get your knowledge out to more people? Like I remember you were talking, even the student courses, you'd have 70, 80 on a Zoom and you and your poor husband, Andy, are handwriting registrations and doing all this stuff. And I'm like, So we made a student course. So you have an amazing fraction of the cost. It's high level for students to get started on. I love that course for 150 versus the typical 500. They don't get CEUs. They don't get nearly as much in depth, but when you're not practicing, you got to start somewhere. You need an introductory level. So your student course is very popular too.
Well, and I started these courses because the information is not out there. It is very hard to get. There are so many providers that are looking for ultrasound education, and it's there in very sporadic ways, and most of it is focused at very high level ultrasound, not at point of care, at the bedside, getting information where you need it, when you need it.
Midwife specific. I mean, there's a couple programs out there to train, but to have a midwife who, I mean, I call you and I joke the grandmother of ultrasound because you were the first starting it. You are literally the best of the best in the country. So it's a midwife that's literally the best of the best teaching other midwives. There's other programs out there, but they're physicians, they're sonographers, they're the technical side. They've never been at the bedside to see there's no heartbeat when they came in for their visit. And how do you respond to them? It's not just doing the ultrasound.
Right. It's really, it's rolling ultrasound into your comprehensive care of the woman. And that's what is so important. It's not just doing the machine and
the measurements, and there's no person attached. We're just calculating it.
Right. And so often patients leave their, not to slam radiology, but they'll leave their radiology appointment very disheartened because nobody said anything to them and they don't understand what is going on and it worries them.
Well, and part of it is the responsibility. I mean, the scope for a ultrasound tech is completely different than the scope of a midwife. I mean, they have to wait till the radiologist interprets it. They can't say anything. But as a midwife, we have such a huge advantage. We're the clinician. We're the care provider. We're interpreting the findings real time in front of them. They don't have to schedule and wait for, because we couldn't get the heartbeat at 10, 11 weeks or 12, 13. Like there's so much benefit. And midwives are using it all over the country. And most of them are just learning on their own. And like, I hope I'm doing it right.
That's exactly right. And they're doing little bits of it, you know, find the heartbeat, find the head, and not being able to put together a comprehensive exam. And that's our goal, is to teach them to be able to do a comprehensive exam and be able to do comprehensive care with the patient by integrating ultrasound into it. And it's great fun. It's great fun. It adds such a pleasure to your practice and such good quality depth of care for each woman that you're caring for.
Well, and I think to add another plug to your conference, I mean, the value of actually having a midwife teaching you in real time with a patient, like you actually get some of the volunteers as midwives. Like last fall, I was the IUD-GYN. And so when you're doing your transvaginal probe and you're so nervous and you're learning and you don't know how to approach it, I'm like, I'm telling them, giving them feedback as the patient side, like, okay, you're too high, you're too low, like you're not deep enough. And like, so that the conference, people don't give enough credit. There's so many levels of value in it. Like they don't even realize they're getting when they come join us.
Right. So. We do have a lot of fun. And
we do. Yeah. I'm an open book to a default. And I think that's helped with the conferences and the training. I mean, Gay, she took the whiteboard and put some phenomenal notes up that we didn't even anticipate. And so I think it's going to be even a better conference than last fall because we just ironed out the kinks for the first time.
We've learned more from doing the conference, and I think this one's going to be even better than the last one, which is hard to say because last one was so positive and we left with such good feelings and got such great feedback from our participants. But that, of course, we're doing it again. Yeah. And And now we really want to make people be aware that, in fact, we do go out into individual communities. We come to your practice, and either myself or one of the instructors in my group, and the instructors in the group are world-class sonographers. They're all midwives or nurses, and have years of experience in ultrasound and love to teach it. So,
well, even to add to the feedback of the certification, there's the ARDMS certification for midwives that's out there. And I think it's going to become more and more popular. You need to have it, but you could even come on site to finish the competencies. Maybe they did the exam, they did their 12 hours of CEUs, but they don't have a resource in the community to do that competency with. So there's so many benefits, not just training and learning how to use the machine, but maybe they're in that next level of finishing their certification process that you could come on site and help them.
Many of the midwives and nurse practitioners that are involved in the course are actually only the midwives can take the exam at the moment. That's unfortunate, but we're trying to change that. Mm-hmm. But for the midwives that are interested in taking the certification exam, it's an extra bonus because mm-hmm. the training is focused at the certification exam. And that's one of the differences between our courses and the courses of others that are doing education out there. There's no one else that really is tuned into exactly what is necessary for the certification exam.
And well, even Carolyn, when I took the certification exam last summer, and you have to get 12 hours of continuing credit, I got 6 hours from your amazing course, but to literally get the four other credits, I took random MFM, high risk courses, one credit here, one credit there, that I felt like this has nothing to do with midwifery, but I need my CEUs to take the certification. So I know you're actively working on another 4 hour CEU to help with that certification process for midwives. I don't know if you want to give them a little teaser into your next course you're working on.
My next course that I'm working on is labor and delivery triage and how to use ultrasound and triage in labor and delivery. And I'm having a great time doing some research for that and getting background information and getting some great images together for you, so that we'll have that course online hopefully within a few months.
And I was gonna say we'll try to put the bar at June before the summer comes out, so if they get a little downtime, maybe sitting at the beach with their kids and they want to listen to Carolyn for a little while, they've got some great learning material. So
not what I would think of as your usual beach read, but what the heck?
You know, or even driving. My kids drive, they hate it. Mom, you don't listen to the radio. It's always an audiobook. So yeah, your courses are awesome, right? Because you can do them watching. You've got the printable outlines and resources. You can watch and go along. Or I did half of your training while I'm driving back and forth from a locum assignment. So, I mean, I don't think people realize the power of there's so many ways to learn out there.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
So
we're very excited about the online course, and the online course is really a part of the whole big picture, because anyone that does the hands-on course needs to finish the online course first, because the online course gives you the background with explaining the full scope of practice for midwives, for nurse practitioners, for physician's assistants, as well as things like physics and liability and business aspects, so that it gives you a comprehensive look at using point of care ultrasound. Then you add on top of that the hands-on scanning. So it's a
great deal. Oh my goodness. To pay $1,500 for a one day, including the $500 course, they're paying $1,000 to get 8 hours of phenomenal training. And so, yeah, you're giving an amazing deal to people.
I'm trying.
Yes. So. Well, we've got a few slots left for that. So I'm gonna post this right away because we've got our conference the end of March. If anybody wants to come to beautiful Charleston birthplace with us, we've got a couple Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday open slots. We'd love to have you join us. And anything else you want to add, Carolyn, before I let you go for the day?
No, I think that's good. And we look forward to meeting you all.
Okay. Have a great day, Carolyn.
Thank you. You too.